have a hunch that's Beverly. Go see who it is, will you? Run, 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 run. Go on. Well, come on.
Magpie.
Beverly.
A lost voice kiss for our magpie.
Come in here, you Piccadilly pen pusher, and gaze upon a soul in agony.
Don't tell me how you are, Shadia. I want none of the tiresome details. I have only a little time, so the conversation will be entirely about me, and I shall love it. Shall I tell you how I glittered through the South Seas like a silver scimitar? Or would you rather hear how I frolicked through Zambesia, making love to the Maharaja's daughter and finishing a three-act play at the same time? Magpie, you are the moonflower of my middle age. I love you very much. Say something tender to me.
Beverly, darling!
That's my girl. Now then, Sherry dear, without going into mountainous waves of self-pity, how are you?
Fine, you presumptuous cockney! Now tell me, how was the trip? Wonderful?
Fabulous. I did a fantastic amount of work. By the way, did I glimpse that little boudoir butterfly, La Sheldon? In a most cross, I came up for drive.
You did indeed. The languorous Lorraine is paying us a Christmas visit. We needed a breath of foul air around here, didn't we, Sherry?
Dear girl, they do say she set fire to her mother, but I don't believe it. Shay, my evil one, not only have I written the finest comedy review and operetta since my last one, but also a magnificent evening's entertainment with a brilliant cast of one. Me. I'm frightened because it's so good. I shall play for 8 weeks in London and 6 in New York. That's all. No matinees. Then I'm off to the Grecian Islands. Magpie, dear, why don't you come along? Why don't you desert this cannonball of fluff and come with me?
Beverly, dear, be careful. You're catching me at a good moment.
Tell me, Beverly, how was Hollywood? How long were you there?
3 unbelievable days. I saw everyone from Alice Faye to Zsa Gabor. They came, poor dears, as to a shrine. I was insufferably charming, but ruthlessly firm in refusing $7 million for 2 minutes' work.
What about banjo? Did you see my wonderful banjo while you were there?
I did. He gave a dinner for me. I arrived in white tie and tails to be met at the door by 2 Greek butlers who quietly proceeded to take my trousers off. I was then ushered in my lemon silk drawers into a room full of Rosalind Russell, Liza Minnelli, and Rock Hudson, among others. Dear, sweet, incomparable banjo.
I wish banjo were here now.
What's the matter, Magpie, dear? Is Lorraine being her own sweet, sick-making self?
You wouldn't take it to the Grecian Islands with you, would you, Beverly? Just for me?
Now, Lorraine is a very charming person who has gallantly given up her own Christmas to spend it with Sherry.
Lorraine Sheldon is nothing short of 200 pounds of condemned, putrefied veal.
Oh, I knew I had a bit of dirt for us to nibble on.
Mr. Whiteside?
Will you go away?
Have you kidnapped someone, Sherry?
Yes, that was John Wayne. Go ahead, is this something juicy?
Juicy as a pomegranate. It's the latest report from London on the winter maneuvers of Miss Lorraine Sheldon against the left flank. In fact, all flanks of Lord Cedric Bottomley. Listen, Lorraine has just left us in a cloud of Chanel No. 5. Since September, in her relentless pursuit of his lordship, she has paused only to change girdles and check her oil. She has chased him,
panting,
from castle to castle until he finally took refuge for several weekends in the gentleman's lavatory of a House of Lords. Practically no one is betting on the Derby this year.
We are all making book on the ring.
She is sailing tomorrow on the Da Vinci, but would return on supersonic jet if Bottomley so much as belches in her direction. Have you ever met Lord Bottomley, Magpie, dear?
No, I haven't.
Not they would shooting to the day, but blasted. Only for 6 partridges,
the foreground like a curtain archie.
That's bottomly to its very bottom.
Ribbons made to the house today.
Oh, the bravos broke for 3 hours. Dropped dead at the end of it.
Ribbons!
Come on, Beverly, no one sounds like that.
It's so good, it's uncanny. Beverly, why must you race out of here, you ungrateful Muppet? I never see enough of you.
Jerry, darling, I can only tell you that my love for you is so great that I changed trains in Chicago this very 10 minutes with you and wish you a Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, my lamb. My little magpie.
Beverly.
Oh, and now I've just time for one magnificent number to give you a taste for how brilliant the whole thing is. It's the second number for my new review.